AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Palestinian officials say 51 people have been killed in an Israeli operation on southern Gaza. At a meeting with India's foreign minister yesterday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Iran had launched a missile attack at Israel.
Iran, for the second time in the space of 5 months, launched a direct attack on Israel, including some 200 ballistic missiles. This is totally unacceptable, and the entire world should condemn it. Initial reports suggest that Israel, with the active support of the United States and other partners, effectively defeated this attack.
Israel has continued to strike what it says are militant targets. Ukraine is pulling out of a key town in the east.
Ukraine's military officials say forces are withdrawing from the frontline town of Volodya, perched atop a tactically significant hill in eastern Ukraine, after more than 2 years of grinding battle. Volodya is a town Ukrainian forces fought tooth and nail to keep. It's the latest urban settlement to fall to the Russians. It follows a vicious summer campaign along the eastern front that saw Kyiv cede territory to Russian forces. Ukraine's ground forces formation, which commands eastern regions including Donetsk, said in a statement posted on Telegram, it's withdrawing troops from the town to protect the military personnel and equipment. I'm Charles Diladesma.
President Joe Biden is visiting the Carolinas, which were affected by Hurricane Helene. The death toll is now at least 166. In Augusta, Georgia, David Reese says he's grateful for a hot meal as he waits in a line of cars for donated barbecue.
No water, no power, and it's been hard. And we appreciate the people that have came out to the city to help out.
This is AP News. Last night, the two vice presidential nominees faced off.
While Democrat Tim Walz called Donald Trump a chaotic leader, wrong on the issues.
What's fundamental here is that steady leadership is going to matter.
J.D. Vance argued Kamala Harris was in charge during events like Hamas's assault on Israel.
You're running mate, not mine.
Still, in the CBS News vice presidential debate, the two candidates were cordial. A pair of Midwesterners replacing a heated campaign tone with a deep policy discussion, sometimes agreeing with each other. In one raw moment, Vance showed empathy when Wall said his teenage son witnessed a shooting.
I'm sorry about that, and I hope you're doing okay. Christ have mercy.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A typhoon bringing strong winds and torrential rainfall is slowly advancing towards Taiwan. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.